This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm watching back. I think there was a fight that Steve Smith Sr. was in one time. Yeah, he gets like the Saints guy hits him after the play. Smith goes crazy on him. Like, I mean, he got hit after the play. He could be a really heated dude. And he is a tough, tough son of a gun, man. And I think actually somebody said he was at UFC, got knocked out. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. He wants to fight, though. And what happened here? Hold on. Let me see this one. Here's another story from him. Got sent home from training camp after he punched teammate Ken Lucas at practice, leaving the cornerback holding an ice pack to his left eye. Yeah, there was this huge fight I remember one time watching training camp. Anyway, so Steve Smith Sr. Matt Parrino was just on from Syracuse.com and the Shout Podcast. By the way, I didn't give Matt a chance to promote the Shout Podcast. I'll promote it for him. Shout Podcast. Go check it out wherever you pod and watch him and go to YouTube and find it. Shout Podcast, Matt Parrino, Syracuse.com, all of that. So my apologies, Matt, for not letting you talk about that and promote it, but I'll let everybody know where they can find you and all of your work. So he just said this story about how Cam Newton was on a podcast and talked about how he got drafted into the Panthers, and he went in there and said something about they were just a bunch of losers. And then Steve Smith, I see this, he tweeted back, "I've watched and listened from afar as Cam Newton talked about the Panthers. None of us are perfect. We were 2-14 before you blessed us with your presence. The way you've talked about the Panthers lately, I'm disappointed. I wish you nothing but the very best. I'm done." And he's upset, and he should be. And that's his team. So I've always really loved his game, Steve Smith Sr., right? That's what I think what he officially goes by. And then a couple years ago, the Bills were playing the Ravens. Not this year, right? Wasn't this game. If I remember, wasn't the Sunday night game this year. It was the one a couple years ago, right? Maybe it was this year. I'm getting these timelines mixed up. I can't remember if it was this year or the 2 years ago. I think it was actually the one 2 years ago. But anyway, Bills are playing the Ravens, and the Ravens have a really cool marching band, kind of like the Bills have with the drum line, right? Stampede. And the Ravens have a really cool marching band. And Josh, like, I'm standing there on the sidelines, and the marching band for the Ravens is in this spot where they're like behind the Bills, like on the side, like from the 20-yard line back, where that's where they are on the field. And I look behind me and I go, "I think the guy in the one of the percussionists, one of the drummers, kind of looks like Steve Smith, and he played for the Ravens." Ah, whatever, you know. I didn't think much about it. All of a sudden, during the game, first quarter, they're showing on the big screen like fan shots, right? Showing a fan cheering for the Ravens, and they show on the screen Steve Smith Sr., and he's in the drum line, and everybody's cheering for him. I'm like, oh my God, he's like right behind me. He's a part of the Ravens marching band. Now, he's not like a full-time part of it. He doesn't do it every day, but Steve Smith Sr., this incredible wide receiver we watch play for the Panthers, the Ravens, he was that day, that night, and apparently he has been before, part of the Ravens drum line and marching band.
That's such a cool little wrinkle. Like,
it's unbelievable.
So unexpected.
I will tell you.
You wouldn't think that. Through
broadcasting, I've gotten to know Steve a little bit over the years, met him once or twice. But you know I'm a drummer too, right? I'm like, I got to go talk to Steve Smith about this. This is amazing. I'm like, I was geeked. I was fanboying big time. Like, not only is Steve Smith Sr., this dude that I love watching him play and love his demeanor, and he's this really great receiver, he's also a drummer, and he's literally in the marching band for an NFL team that he played for, which is amazing. So I go up to the conductor, whoever, and I said, hey, do you mind if I, you know, I got my credential. I'm like, you mind if I go talk to Steve? Like, yeah, no problem, no problem. So I walk over there. I'm like, oh, my God, like, this is amazing. How long? He's like, yeah, I've been playing my whole life, whatever. It's incredible.
It's a good way for him to take his anger out, too. Just bang a drum for a
while. Yes, yes. But you know what the best part was? You wouldn't have known. Nobody knew until they showed him on the video board. Like, it wasn't like, there was no fanfare about it. They didn't bring him out. They didn't introduce him. Hey, as part of an all-star, you know, band today. Oh, guest starring with the band. It was not. It was literally like, just walking around, I look behind me, I'm like, oh, a guy looks like Steve Smith. Look up on the board. That is Steve Smith. He is playing the drums today for the Ravens marching band. So, yeah, very, very cool. So last night, as I was saying earlier to Matt Parrino when he joined me, I really wanted to see Luka's debut in a Lakers uniform. But unfortunately, I could not get the game on my television and cable system. So I'm like, well, I can't watch this now. Went to NBA TV. Was watching that, and they were showing the end of the Milwaukee game against Dallas. Dallas beats Milwaukee. And then they go to they were showing the end of the Golden State game, I think, and then they go to Dallas-Milwaukee. Either way, Golden State and, you know, Curry is just unbelievable, and he's still doing it. Talk about, like, Ovechkin and what he's doing. Look at what Steph Curry's doing at his age, right? He's incredible. 38 last night, and he's playing great lately. And I never got to see what Luka was able to do. But then this morning, first thing I did when I woke up was, let me go check the stats for Luka. And I think he started, actually, if I look at the box score correctly, this morning when I woke up. But he did wind up playing. I think he scored 14 points last night. So it's just super cool. This is a team that, you know, when I was younger, I was a big Lakers fan. And Showtime Lakers and Magic and Kareem and Worthy. And they were terrific. Kurt Rambis even, you know, guys like that. So, you know, and then the Kobe years kind of got reinvigorated again. But with LeBron, it's great. And I love LeBron. I'm not like, oh, my God, hardcore LeBron James fan. But, you know, having him, superstar, on the team now with Luka, it's just cool to see this happening with a team that you kind of followed. And now you know that once LeBron is gone, it is going to be kind of Luka's team. And I just think this is a fascinating storyline and story in the NBA that this happened. And of course, as Matt pointed out, AD goes to Dallas and he gets hurt and he's out like a month.
Do you think this trade could mean like the end of the LeBron era in LA?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, it's not, I don't know. I have not dug into like everything this offseason. I guess there's talk that could happen, but maybe another year. He's still playing pretty well, by the way.
Well, no, I'm not saying he's not playing good, but I just think that like for him, If you're thinking about it from his angle, like, hey, I can go out on top now potentially if Luka's here.
By the way, they're 9-1 their last 10.
Right, right. So that's what I'm saying is like if they can kind of go on a run here and make the playoffs and even maybe make a deep run, he can kind of go out on top in LA.
Here's
and
the thing
go
about
somewhere
that.
Else to retire.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I think he still wants to play. It would have to be going somewhere else, as you say, right? It wouldn't be like retiring, but maybe. The other part about this, the trade I want to get to. So then the Lakers made another trade. Like a day later, where they get Mark Williams to play center. Part of that trade was Dalton Knecht, who I really like. Dalton Knecht, he's this great shooter from Tennessee. Followed him in college, watch him. He's a scorer. Well, what happened was, you see what happened? Mark Williams failed his physical.
Right? Didn't he already play a game for them though? Like,
I don't know. I didn't go back and see that. I'm not sure
because he got traded.
Oh, really?
Maybe he didn't play a game, but he was like, practicing with the team. Or something.
He might have been practicing. I don't think he could play.
It was a weird situation because it like was like 2 days after the deadline when they were like, actually, this trade's getting reversed. Because I in my first year of a fantasy basketball league, and I picked him up because I was like, oh, he just got traded to the Lakers. I got to go get this guy. Like, you know, why not? But then I saw the trade got reversed, and it's like, oh, okay.
No, he was inactive. He was inactive for the Lakers.
Maybe he was practicing with the team then, because I saw there was like, but he's already doing stuff with the team. Like, why are they reversing the trade?
So they reversed the trade, but then I was bummed they traded away Dalton Knecht. But now he's back on the team.
Right,
but here's the
deal.
I keep thinking, like, what is it like for that dude? Yeah, he's coming back. Like, yeah, we just traded you, though. Right?
Ooh.
So he was...
We don't see that often,
He was
too.
Inactive last night for personal reasons.
Hmm.
But that's got to be a tough conversation.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys don't even want me here.
I mean, his personal reasons are probably I'm moving all my things back.
Right. I know, like, right? I know.
But I don't think you really don't see that often.
No.
But there was also one, PJ Tucker, I think it was. He got traded by three different teams in a 36-hour span. He got traded from, I know it was between San Antonio and Toronto for one of them, but then there was another team that traded for him from Toronto, and then that team traded him too. Like, it was like boom, boom, boom. He's getting traded three times in 36 hours, and it's like.
That happens sometimes with these guys at the deadline. Instead of a three-team deal, it kind of happens in succession. By the way, the NHL trade deadline is when? March 7th, I believe? Is that what it is?
March 7th.
March 7th. I mean, there's nothing the Sabres are going to do right now to necessarily help them make the playoffs. But are they going to be sellers then? And just Jason Zucker, Jordan Greenway? I mean, they have guys. I mean, are they going to fetch you anything? Probably not. I mean, Zucker could. But these are guys I'd like to still have on the team, maybe. I don't even know. It's just such a tough spot to be in. And they've been in it for too long. We'll come back after this timeout. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I'm getting excited. In 10 minutes from now, we're going to go try all this soup. It's the Soup Herbal here at Odyssey. And people brought in soup. I'm going to be trying that in about 10 minutes. But we still got one more segment for you along the way here. 803-0550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.